stats and tell the picture. I think that's the important thing, because we played the end of the game. We played the last 4 minutes of the game, and we had about four or five situations, all right, which means one team's coming from behind, and they're in two-minute mode, all right, which, you know, you have to score. So it limits what you can do offensively. It's not like you can run your normal plays. And then the defense has the advantage. Does that make sense? And then if you're winning, you're just trying to grind it out. All right, so statistically, this is a tough situation for both offenses. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I caution you to look at numbers and say, wow, because this is like the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, that's not, the only situation you did.
That's all, but we did about five different scenarios. Does that make sense? So, like the first situation, it was 28-21. With 353, all right, and the one offense was ahead. All right, then we switched it, and the one offense was behind. All right, then we did one where it was tied, and we actually got work in overtime, so we did an overtime period. All right, then we had one where you're down two scores with only 4 minutes to go, so now you're really, you know.
Yeah.
So the numbers were not good, but it also was very indicative that we are not a very situationally smart football team right now. And it was a great, there were so many great lessons out there of what not to do in the situation. I mean, we're up two or three scores, one team, and all we're doing is running out the clock. We fumble a snap, turn the ball over. We get a delay of game on a two-point play to win the game. We're trying to back a team up and sky a punt, and we don't hit it right, and it bounces back, and they get the ball on the 30. I mean, just little things that don't seem like a big deal until you put them in that situation. Does that make sense? Okay, well, we got to delay a game, not big deal. Well, when it's a two-point play to win the game, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, so, and that's what our team needs to learn, that you don't just run plays. You play situations. And we are not a situationally smart football team. And it was evident. I think the other thing that's evident is, we are very heavy-legged and tired. And I know that. But I was a little disappointed in the enthusiasm. We played like we were heavy-legged and tired.
Well, the old standard proverb, are you ready to hit somebody else, you know, about the, is it getting to be that time?
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
We've reached that point. But, hey, we're not the only team. I mean, there's 118 teams ready to hit somebody else, but they can't.
Is that part of it, I mean, right now, you think, or just the
–
what
I
session
think,
is this? Seven? How many of y'all had? 17?
They start getting the line, I'd have to
it's
look
about 19 or about 18. 19. And it's been tough. I mean, it's been physical. It's been hot. I know all that.
Yeah.
But it's like I told him, what are we going to do about it? We can't just say we're not going to practice.
Yeah.
Or can we? Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Huh?
Defense tonight got the jump on a couple of passes with quite a few interceptions, and some of them were just sitting back and reading. The one Shalimar had that he took all the way to the house. He just making good reads.
I think it was, you know, a poor read by Zach and a poor throw by Zach. But it's also, defense is in a great position. I mean, they're up 2.5 scores, and you know, you can really, you know, your confidence level grows a little bit. You can be a little aggressive. Does that make sense? So, and that's my point about the situation. I'm not sure Shalimar would have done that if it was a tie game. I don't know. Maybe he would have. It was a great play. I don't know if Zach makes that throw if it's a tie game. But now you're, oh my gosh, we got a score, and then here we go. We serve one up.
What was the score then? What was it?
I think it was 35, or 20, it was 28, eight, it was an 11-point game.
28-17.
All right. Up,
and
you know,
and the lesson is,
yeah.
The lesson is, you rarely have to make a big play. Just execute the offense. And if time runs out, it runs out. You know, you have to play faster and you got to play smarter, all right, but the reads are the reads. And the throws are the throws. And if the throws aren't there, don't throw. But that's how a situation affects both guys.
Yeah. Well, PJ was out there.
Yeah, it was good to see him back. And I don't know what his yards were, but, you know, we blew the whistle early when he – but it, but it's also – these are draws. I mean, they're not our run base runs.
Yeah. You get that one that looked like if, you know, they blew the whistle or he would take it to the house.
Yeah, generous whistle on one of them.
Right.
Do you actually keep stats on them?
I think Matt, unofficially, but
yeah.
I think he had about 4 or 5 carries.
Yeah.
We were just getting him back into it. So he looks good, and Weldon Brown looks good. He's back into it.
PJ had the hamstring,
wasn't he? Correct.
And Weldon was
Weldon working. Had a hip, yeah. But he's doing good. You know, and again, we're still – Josh Wheeler's still out. Shane Womack's out. Mm-hmm. All right, and that really affects us on offense. I'm concerned about the receiver position.
What's their problem?
Josh has had some migraines, and we're basically doing our due diligence on him. Shane hurt his knee, and he's going to be out a couple of weeks, buddy. Mm-hmm. So
y'all don't need that.
No, and it hurts us.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Jackson he had a wonderful spring, but has not. He struggled a little bit in training camp. I'm not sure why. You know, so now you take Josh out, Shane out. Brian's not playing very well.
You got a couple of freshmen.
That makes you really young.
Two freshmen.
Junior college guys.
And Phillip Beck has been our most consistent player.
Yeah.
I mean, Earl drops 3 passes out there today, you know. So it's a problem right now on the team.
So I need to delay my feature on Earl. I interviewed Earl the other day. Well, being a local kid, but he dropped.
I love Earl.
Yeah, Earl's good.
How close are you to making a decision on punt returner and things like that? Is that something that'll go down to game week pretty much?
Yeah. Praying to the Lord on that one, to make the right decision. You know, we have 4 guys who have been working. Tony Miles, Phillip Beck, are our upperclassmen. And then Joe Anderson and Lyons are our freshmen. And, you know, obviously the most important thing is 100% possession of the ball. But at the same time, you know, you want to be able to
turn the
field position over, you know, and so it's a balancing act.
What about Brandon today? Brandon Jackson?
He's out right now. We're banged up. So Brandon didn't go today.
Went after Grambling today. Reddick's out there now.
Tim Reddick is?
And they said Joe Thomas was going to show up.
I think he's going to Southern.